T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Talking NBA basketball, and nobody I'd rather talk to than Gary St. Jean from the Warriors broadcast team and also a former NBA coach. And playoff time, it's getting down to the nitty-gritty. Gary, how you been?
Well, I'm awesome. The Warriors have played some exciting playoff basketball, obviously banged up without Durant, Cousins, and Iguodala. But you know, Steph Curry has stepped up beautifully, and Klay Thompson, great two-way player, and Draymond Green, guys, has been absolutely off the charts. I've never, ever seen him play better, and he's been a key component to these great wins.
I would just think in general that a guy who used to be a coach would love and appreciate Draymond Green even more than most of us appreciate Draymond Green, because we look at the numbers. We don't necessarily see the little things that guys do on a court to help a team win. Coaches see that. And Draymond Green does all of that, probably better than anybody in the league.
Well, I 200% agree with you. And it's an absolute delight to sit and watch him and break down what's going on. And he's like a savant on the defensive end, guys. He's two counts ahead of everybody else, whether it's on the ball, when he switches, or when he double teams. When he's off the ball and he's down weak side low, he gets stunt at dribble penetration and still get back to that short pass where they're trying to hit the dunker, and he blocks that shot. Then he gets you the defensive rebound, and he's blowing it up the court. He looks like his old alma mater guy, Magic Johnson, blowing it up the court. His assist turnover ratio is fabulous. On the offensive end, his passing is just superb, and he's been scoring at a pretty darn high level, because you guys know in the playoffs, teams really try to take your strengths away, and they're really trying to get up on Clay and Steph. And when they run pick and roll, there's a lot more room for Draymond to catch and operate, and if they don't guard him, he's going to lay it in.
Joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline is Gary St. Jean. Gary, I'm watching the Eastern Conference Finals, and I see Kawhi Leonard limping around. I see Kyle Lowry limping around. And I see the Bucks using all of their energy to at least get past the Raptors while the Warriors are sitting at home putting their feet up. So do you think that the Finals is going to be a lot different because the Warriors do have so much rest, and the Bucks and Raptors, whoever comes out of that, is going to be a little tired?
I'll be very blunt and honest with you guys. I hope they go 7 games. I hope they go double overtime. I think this is wonderful. And they will finish, I believe, on Labor Day. If they play tonight, they play Saturday and Monday for 7 games. And then the first final game is Thursday. And this is new for the Warriors, because they're going to be on the road for the first couple games.
Right.
But, you know, with that said, the rest has come at a perfect time. I mentioned the big three that are playing, and to get Kevin healthy, possibly Cousins, and I think Iguodala will be ready to go. This is just what the doctor ordered for the Warriors.
Gary, if you look at the Raptors and the Bucks, and I don't know whether the regular season results mean a whole lot. I know they both played the Warriors pretty well during the regular season, but those are always different circumstances. From a coaching perspective, which of the two teams creates the most problems for Golden State, at least on paper, going into a final series?
You know, I'm not going to try to dodge the question, guys. I have a lot of respect for both of these teams. Now, you know, Portland gave you their best effort, but I think these two teams are better than Portland, for example. I love the length of the Bucks, and they've got to figure out some things with Adekunpo. Leonard and his guys have put up a wall when he has the ball out in front. Maybe he moves to the wing tonight or down in a short post area to attack, because he needs some more space. They're going to be home, and I think they're going to hold serve. I have tremendous respect for what Toronto's done. Lowry, I'm happy for him. It's the best he's played in the playoffs in a couple of years, even with a bad hand. Maybe he should have had a bad hand long ago because he's averaging 20 and taking charges and being a real leader. Of course, what can you say about Leonard? And, you know, a little concerned about his leg. You know, saw him limping a little bit when he went in to dunk that and banged with Adekumpo. And you know what? They got some nice pieces. Van Fleet is finally stepping up. I'm a Siakam fan. Marcus Gasol has stepped up after the two poor road games at home. He played well. So, you know, they're deep. Both teams are very deep. So I'll tell you the God's honest truth, guys. I hope Milwaukee wins because I would love to go there with our pre- and post-game show because I coached with Nelly there for 7 years. Hmm. And I've got a few watering holes that I haven't been
there
in a long
time.
There
we go. You want to get the he's smart. You know, you always got to think those things through. Always got to think that through. Very smart. Gary St. Jean on the SDCCU fan hotline joining us.
Gary, I want to ask you about some of the awards because they put out the All-NBA team today, and Giannis is pretty much accepted to win the MVP award for the regular season, but Chris has been saying the last few days he hasn't seen enough from him in the playoffs to really accept that he's the MVP of the league. Do you think that they should take into account the playoffs when they're thinking about the MVP?
You know, they get this show that they're going to have on after the season and who votes for what, I don't know. And, you know, there's some of the awards that I truly think that the coaches or the players should vote on. And so there's kind of like a lot of indecision there. I will tell you, he's had a great year. And I will say that Leonard missed a lot of games. Kevin Durant has been, I think, the best player in the playoffs, but now he's missed games. And look at the way Steph Curry's played. I mean, he looks like he did when he won the two MVPs. So you've got a lot to debate there. You really do. I don't know that there's a simple answer, but I am going to tell you that this is great for the league because we've got exciting action.
No question about that. Durant makes second team All-NBA today. Steph Curry makes first team All-NBA today. Is that okay in your mind, A? Is that okay in Kevin Durant's mind, B?
You know, if I'm Kevin, he's got a high pride level. He probably thinks he is all the first team, and you could debate that the day is long.
Right.
You know, listen, in my mind, guys, he's a fabulous, fabulous player. And listen, I sure am hoping, as is all the Bay Area fans, that he's going to be staying here. Guys, you know what? The Warriors play differently because when you've got a superstar like him, and he can get a shot anytime he wants to. The ball kind of stops a little bit. When he's out of the lineup, the ball moves more, people move more. But listen, we're not kidding anybody. Warriors got a heck of a lot better chance to win the championship if Kevin Durant is out there. There's no debate that anybody can make with me and with.
I agree 100%. Last thing I wanted to just cross by your mind real quick, Gary, because I just love your knowledge and I love your insight. Tony and I yesterday put together, for fun, we did not pick a winner of this because I think it's too hard to pick a winner, but we put together a bracket with the greatest eight teams in NBA history. And, of course, it was our personal opinion. And you and we've talked about this before, and you've said correctly that it's hard to pick a winner because you don't know what the rules are going to be playing under. Are they going to be playing under the bad boy piston rules, or are they going to be playing under the newer rules where guys have more freedom? But the only three teams that I could put up there with the Warriors were all teams from the late 80s and or 80s and early 90s, and that would be the Jordan Bulls, the Showtime Lakers, and the Larry Bird Celtics. And I could leave somebody out or not, but I think this Warrior team belongs in that company. Do you?
Yeah. If they win this year, you've got to do that. I totally agree with you. And, guys, I'm going to kind of give my age up. I was a young boy growing up in Massachusetts, probably about 8 years old, and there was a guy named William Felton Russell.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys better keep in mind, you guys are a lot younger than me. That's the greatest winner we've ever had in sport for me. Whether it was at USF, whether it was at the Olympics, whether it was these his great run in the NBA. And, of course, I had my transistor radio underneath my pillow and listening to Bob Cousy and Tom Heinsohn and Bill Sharman. I mentioned Cousy, the Jones brothers, Sam and KC and Zach Sanders. And then Nelly came along. And my good fortune as a high school coach, I got to meet Nelly. And that's what got me into the NBA. So I'm a little biased to that era, too, but I think you guys are right on.
Yeah. Well, if it makes you feel any better, I had that Celtic team seated fifth right behind the Warriors. I did not forget about them. I did not forget about them. But I certainly didn't forget about them. Hey, Gary, great talking to you. Enjoy the finals one way or another. Thanks so much for coming on, and you've been so great with your time during the course of the NBA season. It's always fun talking to you, and we look forward to the next time.
Anytime, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. Gary St. Jean on the SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. Apply now at sdccu.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.